Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi.
And I'm Kevin Close.
And as you can see, we are not in our regular studio. We're actually in our house in Central Florida.
There's our Christmas tree.
In front of our Christmas tree. A little bit, perhaps, of a new Christmas tradition for us doing in the show towards the end of the year in front of our Christmas tree in our house, because we did something last year that we did this year. We went on another Christmas markets river cruise in Europe, and we want to talk to you about that trip, and we thought we'd do it in a Christmas atmosphere.
There you go.
This trip we just took was with AMA Waterways and Adventures by Disney, and there's a lot to tell you. There's stateroom differences we want to talk about, and there's
ports of call,
things we did specifically that we want to share with you. But we're going to do that in a different show, in a later show. For this one, I want to talk to you about the Disney difference, right? What makes the Disney cruise different than that other cruise that we took? And there's quite a few, and I'm going to let Kevin start.
The biggest difference is that AMA Waterways has teamed with Disney, and they are providing river cruising for families. Most other river cruise companies are adults only, and some limit their guests to 18 and older. AMA has specifically planned these cruises and these ships. These are purpose-built ships for the family market. Disney is a family travel company, and they've made a difference.
One of the things that we know is that it's the youngest age for this cruise is 4 years old, but they recommend about 7. They feel like that's sort of the optimum age to enjoy everything that this type of trip has to offer. Let's start real quick with the fact that Kevin mentioned it. Adventures by Disney and AMA teamed up, and they came up with a way for families to travel together. And one of the ways they did this is they actually have purpose-built ships. Mm-hmm. They have built these specific ships to accommodate families. And so how do they do that?
The staterooms accommodate parties of 3, and they have connecting staterooms. So these are not only for couples, but you can have families. And with the connecting staterooms, you can have multi-generational families. The entire family can go on this cruise, from the kids to the grandparents. And Disney and AMA have designed a trip that would appeal to all age groups.
What I really love is I had a chance to see all the staterooms and take a look at the connecting ones, and they did something I thought was really cool. Instead of the usual on any ship or perhaps in a hotel room, the connecting door is always sort of in the middle of the room, and when you open it, it's like, okay, good, so now both beds sort of face each other. They've hidden the connecting door towards the end of the stateroom in what's used, ooh, our dogs are barking, in a sort of a sitting area on the cruise ship. In the stateroom. And this allows it to be a little more private so that the rooms aren't just facing sort of bed to bed. So this is one of the biggest differences, is that now they are actually accommodating families, and especially families with younger children. The other thing, too, is when you get a connecting stateroom, you get 2 bathrooms.
That's always helpful when there's a group getting ready. Let's talk about the other huge difference from this and other cruise lines. The ABD Adventure Guides travel with you. There's anywhere between 6 and 8 guides per cruise, and they facilitate the shore excursions, they plan onboard activities, they are a form of concierge, they will help you make arrangements if you'd like to do something other than what the plan is. They are invaluable.
What's really great too is these are smaller ships, and there's fewer people, mm-hmm. So 6 guides is a really good guide to guest ratio.
Right.
So what is it, 100 and...
I believe they said there were 160 spaces on board, and depending on the number of children, they'll have anywhere from 6 to 8 guides.
So, I mean, I think that's really great. It's not just like 1 or 2 guides for the whole ship. The other thing I found out, too, when talking to the guides, is I thought, okay, so what is it? You have staterooms, you know, 101 to 120. Nope, they take care of everybody. They sort of do this dance where everybody takes care of everybody, and they do their thing that they specialize in for the shore excursions and the ports of call that they're stopping in. So I thought that was great.
Now the guides that were on our ship and will be on your ship are from the area where the ship is traveling. Our guides were from Hungary and Austria and Budapest. Germany, Budapest, And they add a cultural significance to everything. And by moving between groups, you get to meet all of them. So you should be able to, you know, you will get to know the guides that are on your trip.
Speaking of our guides, we had a chance to do a really quick introduction with each of our guides. They agreed to be on camera. So let's play that so you can get to know the guides that were on our trip.
Hello, my name is Daniel. I'm coming from Germany, the west part of Germany, and I'm just very proud to show you my beautiful country, Germany.
Hello, my name is Katka. I'm from Czech Republic, Prague, and I'm very happy to be showing parts of the world I love, Central Europe, Prague, and right now Salzburg in Austria.
Hi, my name is George, and I'm very happy to greet you all here in Salzburg, where we're having the Christmas markets opening just for today, and along with the seasonal events that are held here in Salzburg. I love to bike along the Danube from Dürnstein all the way until now. That is my favorite activity for the summertime. I'm from Hungary, Budapest, by the way, which is also a highlight of this itinerary.
Hi, my name is Joshua. I'm from Liechtenstein. Now I live in Austria and I'm at the Danube River. And right now we are in Hallein in the salt mines, which is my favorite part here because you can slide, you can ride a boat, and you're in the dark, and even there is a train. So I'm happy to share with you everything. Thank you.
In addition to these guides, we also had Betty Keys. And Betty was kind enough to give us an interview. Tell us a little bit about Betty before we play the interview.
Betty is got quite a few talents. She's not only a guide on the river cruises, she's a guide on the land Central European adventure, and she works with AMA Waterways to help plan these trips. She's got her fingers in all the pots. Betty was terrific.
She was great. Let's watch Kevin's interview with Betty.
Hi, everybody. It's Kevin Close, and we are aboard the AMA Waterways Amalia. We're doing an Adventures by Disney trip, and I'm here with Betty Keys. Betty is an adventure guide. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Betty. I'm from Germany. I live in Northwest Germany, but lived in Berlin for more than 20 years. And I've been with Adventures by Disney now for 6 years. And it is my dream job.
I can imagine.
Yes.
I understand that you don't focus solely on river cruises, that you do land adventures also.
That's true. I actually started on the land tours. So I opened the Central Europe trip years ago. And I do all the German-speaking destinations, as I'm a native German speaker. And also both our river cruises, the Rhine and also the Danube.
Excellent. Do you prefer land over cruise or cruise over land?
That's a tough question.
Who's your favorite child?
Are great. I don't have a favorite child. They're all great, you know. It's just the company that I love so much.
I imagine. One of the things that impresses us with this product is that other cruise lines keep these to adult-only cruises. Mm-hmm. Other cruise lines have made 18 and up the standard.
Yeah.
AMA Waterways and Adventures by Disney cater to families. Can you tell me what the difference is?
The difference is exactly as you mentioned, that other river cruise lines do cap it and they don't allow children on board. But of course, with Adventures by Disney, that is not how we work, because we focus on family, multi-generational travel, and that is also where AMA Waterways is a perfect partner for us. They're the only river cruise line up to date that actually also on their regular cruises allows the children. So some things on the ship are already set up in the way that we need it with Adventures by Disney. And when Adventures by Disney started working with AMA Waterways, they even designed some of their ships with the Disney guests in mind. So now on the ships we have the connecting rooms, which is fantastic for bigger families. You know, you can have the parents in one room, the kids in the other, you can even bring the grandparents. We have the pull-out sofa beds, so you can really take river cruising to a next level. You know, if you think back, it was always only for couples.
Right.
And now we've really changed that, because now we can have larger families, or I'm an only child, for example. I could have gone with my parents and we could have stayed in the same room, so that would have been great.
We think that's awesome. Yeah. That's not something that's available other places.
No.
It's hard to tell a mother and father with two kids that they have to book two staterooms.
Yes.
With this product, it's kind of easy to accommodate them, so it's mm-hmm. really nice. One of the things that we love about river cruising is the intimacy of it.
Yes.
That it's a more intimate look at certain places that you probably wouldn't stop on a land cruise.
That is very true, because with these ships, we can really go into the hearts of the city. I mean, look at where we're now. We're in this fairy tale village in Austria. We're docked right by town. Town is a 5-minute walk away. And one of the advantages, of course, of river cruising is that you don't have long lines to get off the ship. So here, very easy. You just scan your safety card and off you go, and off you go and explore. And that is also great for the families, because the kids really see how do these people in these countries live like. And they see even school groups go by, and it's, you can really relate to this.
Speaking of children on the ship, I understand that there are special activities for kids. They're not forced to do what the adults do.
Yes, very true. And that goes for all our Adventures by Disney itineraries. And of course, we did want to implement that also on the river cruises. So to give you an example, when we go to Vienna, we visit the beautiful summer residence of the Habsburg Emperor's, the Schönbrunn Palace. And the adults get a beautiful tour. They visit about 30 rooms in the palace. But of course, for the kids, we didn't feel like that was the right choice. So what we do, we take them right next door to the Children's Museum. And it's a wonderful place. They can dress up in costumes from the region and from the time. They can perform little plays. They have even toys there that the children back in the days used to play with. And that gives them really great perspective to understand what was this actually like. And we run around in the museum and we explore, you know, how did they actually live? How did they go to school? How did they have to dine? And the children realize, you know, this is so different, and that's just a wonderful way to immerse yourself in the culture.
Something that's really not available other places.
No.
It's hard to, would be hard to replicate that. I have a question. I know that on a regular adventure, you have 2 adventure guides, mm-hmm. and then there are local guides. On this cruise, we have 6 adventure guides,
yes.
6 wonderful adventure guides. When it's a cruise that's not a boat full of travel agents, mm-hmm. which is what this is, do the guides, are they assigned a certain group of people, or do you rotate mm-hmm. through? Are you more free-flowing than that?
That's an excellent question. Of course, that is something that we discussed when we started the river cruises. And what we do now, so usually you have on a full ship 6 to 8 adventure guides, which might seem a lot, but it's great because we still keep the same ratio. So usually we have 20 guests to 1 adventure guide, and we can also transform this year on the cruises. So what we do is we don't have a certain number of guests assigned to us personally, but we switch the excursions. So you will have a different guide team every day. So one day I might be with this colleague, the other one with this colleague, and that usually gives you access to all of the guides. Sometimes you spend more time with the other just because you go on certain excursions.
Just the way it works.
Yeah, but really try to mix it up.
That's a common question I get. Am mm-hmm. I going to be assigned 2 guides out of the 8?
No.
That's kind of cool.
But you can always come to any of us, you know? That's also great because you have all of these guides available, so come and speak with us.
The other question I get a lot is, what if I don't want to participate in the excursion that's being mm-hmm. offered? Do I have an option to do other things?
You always have an option to do other things, because the great thing about river cruising, as you already mentioned, is that you really go to the heart of the places, and it's very easy to get off the ship and to do things. So for example, we always have our bikes available. If you're wanting to get a bike from the ship, no big deal, we'll set that up for you. You can explore on your own. You can just walk into town, you can do your shopping, you are totally free to do whatever you like, because it's your vacation, it's your adventure, and if you're thinking, I want to sit out on this and do my own thing, that is of course okay. And also know that we always have a cruise manager on board. So if the groups are out with the adventure guides, you have a cruise manager that can assist you.
I just learned about the bikes the other day from being on this cruise, and I think that's a great option.
Yeah.
If for a family that wants to, as we're riding along, they explained to us that because of the way travel used to be, that there are paths along the Danube on both sides, and they were called tow paths. And the tow paths are where the horses would tow the barges up the river, and they make great bike riding paths.
Yes.
They're kind of level and flat. And
totally. I've actually done the full length of the Danube by bike myself. That was my private adventure.
You're good for you.
Yeah, but it's fantastic. You know, it's easy biking. It's very flat because you just go by the sides of the river. It's not mountainous and strenuous, so it is for all ages. It's suitable for everyone, and that makes it easy, great biking.
And that means you can go a mile down the road.
Yep.
You can go... I heard somebody talking yesterday about how today we're going to move the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And that they were going, that other times they had done this, they had taken the bike and met the ship at the next location.
Yeah, you can also do that. Yeah, it's very, very flexible because It is an intimate atmosphere here. We only have a maximum of 158 guests on board.
158 for you Disney Cruise Line fans.
Yeah, so no lines at the omelette station. And that works great, you know. It's really your adventure. We offer you all our excursions, but it's up to the family to decide what they want to do.
Awesome. Betty, I'd like to go back to talking about the guides. Mm-hmm. The guides are chosen because of the destination.
Yes.
I understand you said you were German. Mm-hmm. Your expertise helps you how?
It helps me tremendously because these trips really make me a very strong ambassador of my culture, the traditions, the food, the language, all of that. And especially here in the heartland of Europe, we're all so closely related. And you know, we have colleagues on board from the Czech Republic, from Hungary. So for us adventure guides, we couldn't be more proud to share all of this with our guests. And you know, it also helps you because we speak the languages of the region. So if we look at our land-based tours, you would always have an American-based guide and someone from the country. And of course, we do that on the river cruises too. So,
I think that's a huge Disney difference.
It is.
Not only having the guides to assist and to augment this trip, but the fact that you're from here.
Yes.
Now, I understand you play dual roles, that you have another job.
I do. I'm also a cruise manager with AMA Waterways. So I'm very lucky because I'm living my dream life. I have two fantastic jobs. But you can always see the difference, you know, with as a cruise manager, I have all of these local guides that come in at the ports and then they take my guests out on excursions, which works great. But the Disney difference is that you have, on top of the local experts, you have six local experts that travel with you constantly. And that enables you to have great dinner conversations, if you like. If the kids have questions, we try to teach the kids a little bit of the language and open their minds really for this great world.
It's really a cultural immersion kind of thing.
Absolutely, yes.
That's lovely. I can't stress that enough, the difference in a Disney trip. We've talked about this in other times, that when you travel, you have to, on a land trip, this is my first AMA Waterways Adventures by Disney cruise, but on a land trip, you have two guides that are with you for the length of the cruise, but when you go to each location, they have a local guide mm-hmm. who is an expert on their small piece of land.
Yes.
So that's a huge Disney difference. Do you find that kids get lost in this trip? Do you find that they become involved? Do you find that they are
absolutely
completely absorbed in all the things you're doing?
Yes. Good question, actually, because I've had guests come back over the years. I've been with the company now for long enough that I do get repeat guests. And I just this year had a guest again, girl, she's going off to university. And I've had her 6 years ago. And because I'm such a huge history freak, and she is now becoming a history teacher because she felt like I opened that for her. And ever since, she really got into it, and now she wants to teach the kids. So that really makes us proud, you know?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I used to be a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Long time ago. But it's very rewarding. What is your favorite thing that if you could share with our listeners and our viewers, what's your favorite thing about river cruising as opposed to land?
Yes. That's very easy. Unpacking. You only unpack once on the river cruises, and
that's
that makes it
to me.
So easy.
It is.
Especially if you think like a classical family, you would usually have the mother in charge of packing the kids' suitcases, and when you go from hotel to hotel, I mean, at least you're there for two or three nights, so our trips are not rushing, but you have to take care of them. And of course, the kids are like out and playing, and someone has to do the job, but here, you unpack once, and then it's your vacation.
I have one more question before we finish mm-hmm. up. If you could share one thing about Adventures by Disney River Cruising, what would you tell our listeners?
I would say that the one thing about Adventures by Disney River Cruising is that it is its own product. You cannot really compare river cruising with the Disney Cruise Lines or the land-based tours. It is its own product. And you have to have an open heart and an open mind to embrace a very different way of travel that used to be only for couples, but now with Adventures by Disney, we are opening it to families. And that's the one thing that's really unique.
I think that's awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Again, this is Betty Keys, and if you'd like to meet Betty, you should call me or write to me at Kevin at Dreams Unlimited Travel, and I'll help you hook this up so you can go on a river cruise with your family.
Excellent job, Kevin.
Thanks.
You should be 2020 or 60 minutes or 60-20. I don't know.
Betty made it look easy.
She did. She was really great to work with. So again, you know, Betty's from Germany. The other guys are from other places on the trip. It's a huge help for things like language barrier and money and all of those things. Having these guys with you, again, Kevin mentions concierge. It's kind of, it spoils you.
It does.
For traveling any other way.
In addition to the guides, who are wonderful, at each stop, you will have a local guide. A guide that's specifically an expert in what you're visiting. Now, Adventures by Disney and AMA, instead of just hitting the big landmarks, the big statue, whatever the big tourist attraction is, while you will see that, they will also take you off the beaten path a little bit. This is a cultural immersion adventure. They want you to see how the rest of the world lives and how what they do and the way they live. And I think that's really important. This is, you get to see things you wouldn't normally get to see if you were traveling on your own.
And think of Disney. Well, what do we go to Disney for? We go to Disney for the immersion. We go to Disney for the storytelling.
Right.
They bring all of that to this cruise. You know, they want to make sure that they bring you into the places that you're visiting and the history of it. And in addition to that, again, we talked about being on other cruises, on other river cruises. The shore excursions are kind of, okay, we're all going to go together. We're going to get on a bus. Someone locally will talk to us about the place. There's nothing sort of, how do I put it?
Personal?
Customized.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney has really customized these, especially when it comes to the kids. Every place that they go, they include a kids program. So the kid isn't bored just walking through a museum and looking at stuff. They're making sure that they're bringing the kids in and they're really involving them in what's going on.
Apparently one of the most popular excursions is a marmalade making excursion. That's all everybody talked about. So it was, you know, there are things that they will describe and they add to it. They make you understand where you are and what it's like to live where you are.
The thing about, we mentioned this about Adventures by Disney again, is that they've created these programs just for these Adventures by Disney river cruises. And this is not an easy task. This is not something where they just go, oh, let's do this and let's do that. A lot of work goes into it.
And we That's kind of a good segue, don't you think?
I think so.
Did you plan that?
I kind of did.
There you go.
And the reason why we bring this up is because we had a really great interview with Heather Killingbeck. Heather is with Trip Operations and Trip Development with Adventures by Disney. She's actually one of the folks who designed these river cruise trips. And she gives us a really great insight into what it's like to put these things together, but also the special touches that they've done. So let's watch Kevin and Heather.
Hi, everybody. I am aboard the Amalia. It's an Adventures by Disney Ama Waterways river cruise, and we are lucky enough to have a conversation with Heather Killingbeck. Heather, could you tell us something about yourself?
Sure. Hi, Kevin. My name is Heather, and I absolutely won the job lottery. I am the Director of Trip and Program Development with Adventures by Disney, so that means I oversee all of the new development and the creative behind all the magic at Adventures by Disney.
That's kind of an amazing job. I used to think that Samantha Brown had the best job. I think you might.
I think I win. I think I'm always looking behind my back to see who's trying to push me under that bus for my job.
That's it. We are huge fans of Adventures by Disney.
Thank you.
This is our first foray into the river cruising.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had the opportunity to do that yet, but we just got our 25th pin. So you can.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
We're very excited. This pin is silver. So we are well versed in the land portion. We've done the land tours. We think we've talked about those forever.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what went into developing a river cruise.
Yeah, so great question, Kevin, and a lot went into developing it for sure. The first time I site inspected was on this exact river, the Danube, with AMA Waterways, and it was about 6 years ago. And we knew that, we knew AMA was going to be a perfect partner. Four seasons of river cruising, we knew that their level of hospitality and service was going to be parallel to our needs. What we weren't sure about was if we could transform river cruising into a family experience. And that, of course, was critical to us when we started looking at this. And so my very first site inspection, again, it was on the Danube. And I immediately started to realize, probably by day three, that this was going to be a huge opportunity for us and that, yes, we certainly would be able to transform this pretty quickly to family. Because of a few really, really important components. Firstly, AMA. AMA has been, since day one, terrific partners. They were willing and able to create, when they were building new ships, they were able to build new ships with connecting staterooms, connecting rooms, as well as triple accommodations. That was really important to us. That speaks, obviously, to family. Secondly, with AMA, it became apparent early in our initial conversations with Rudy and Christine that changing the nautical was a possibility. And what I mean by that is, on a typical river cruise with AMA or other companies, there's a combination, a really solid balance of daytime sailing and nighttime sailing. Most of the older, mature audience prefers to have, you know, about half and half, so that there are some daylight hours when they're sailing, it's leisure, the pace is refined, it's relaxed, there's commentary on the sun deck. We prefer to have most of our daytime hours spent in the destinations, telling the true, immersive, authentic stories of these delightful towns and cities, right?
That is a huge Disney difference.
Absolutely huge. If that answer had been no, we have to have those long daytime sailings, I can't say it would have been impossible. It would have been far more challenging. So knowing that there was flexibility, the Danube is actually a river that can be navigated 24/7 if a company wants to do that. So nighttime sailing is very safe. There's not an issue with that. We did know that there were a few daytime sailing stretches, since the one, like the one we're experiencing this afternoon, that probably our guests would find interesting. So we kept that in our programming as an option.
I just want to stop and tell you that we are going to sail this afternoon through, say it for me,
the Wachau Valley. It begins with a W, but pronounced with a V. The Wachau Valley. We're in Austria. It's a beautiful stretch of Austrian countryside that's dotted with vineyards and dotted with castles. So there's a lot of historic commentary and stories to be told. So that is of interest to our guests. We give them options so they can still get off the ship. If they don't want to sail those 3 hours, they can go on bike rides, they can go to an apricot farm, things like that. But we do, every once in a while, if there's an interesting stretch of daytime sailing, we will maintain that, keep that in the itinerary. But for the most part, our sailing is when we're asleep. Okay, so that again was really critical. It gave us the opportunity to do some further away excursions. We try to stay as close to the rivers as we can, but it does give us the opportunity to go a little bit further out and about if there's something compelling that makes it a family product. Okay, so then so those were the two critical pieces that we got from AMA. Okay, the connecting, the triple, and the ability to adjust the nautical. Then I started getting out and about into these villages and cities, and I quickly realized there was plenty of opportunity to make them very ABD-esque. What do I mean by that? These are active ways of telling stories. So, you know, we aren't doing, you know, marathons or Mount Everest-style hiking, but sometimes we will do river rafting, not in the Danube, but we actually do kayaking on the Seine River, for example, in Normandy in France. We have opportunities for cooking classes or wine tastings for the adults while the kids are doing olive oil infusions. We have opportunities to do some historic storytelling, but usually when we do that, we get a costumed character guide. So the other day we were at Schlosshof in the countryside outside.
Better you than me.
Thank you. It used to be called Festschlosshof. Unfortunately, they at least took one word away. And so our local experts at Schlosshof were dressed in period 18th century costumes. So that helps keep the kids engaged. The parents like it as well. It's great photo ops. And it's just perfect for a family product. So
I just want to stop you for a minute.
Yeah.
I want people to know that these cruises are so diverse. I joke that John and I are the shop and eat kind of vacationers.
We
want to find these little villages and see what they have to offer and wander around. We are not kayakers, zipliners, hang gliders, cliff divers. That's for other people. We're at the point in our life where we call it the shop and eat vacation.
Got it.
That's available to you also.
Absolutely. And the way that we construct these, the shore excursion models of the river cruises is something for everyone. We do get a lot of multi-generational guests, okay? So the grandparents are the ones doing the zip lining, while oftentimes the kids want to do the marmalade making or the gingerbread making. I'm being a bit facetious, but you know, I never assume it's the grandparents that will do the shop and the foodie tours. But we do offer activities that are a little bit more passive, but they're still very immersive and culturally rich. They're telling stories of the destination. So, for example, gingerbread is a huge baked good product in this area
it's
in
everywhere.
Austria, right? It's everywhere. You can smell it as you walk through the villages. We're not going to make gingerbread on a river cruise. Well, we don't have river cruises in Italy, so that's a bad example. If we were, gingerbread wouldn't be part of the story, right? We would be making pasta, right? So, but here, gingerbread is big. So whatever, again, we really try to make our excursions true to the destination. The destination is absolutely always the star of our show.
We just talked to, I did another interview with Betty, the guide, and we were talking about the fact that she is from this area and that the guides are from the places we're visiting.
Yeah.
I think that also makes a Disney difference.
It does. And thanks for mentioning that, Kevin, because on a typical river cruise with any company, there will be a cruise manager. And that cruise manager is charged with really being the consummate concierge, if you will. Okay? There, he or she is the one that is liaising with all of the local suppliers, making sure that the excursions are well organized, making sure that the motor coaches show up on time. We keep those fantastic cruise managers on board. They're very important to our experience. But then we also bring on a team of the adventure guides, anywhere from typically 6 to 8. We try to keep a ratio of 1 adventure guide per 20 guests, more or less. And they are storytellers. They are also the consummate hosts and hostesses, concierge. They're the ones making sure if someone wants a diet pepper, which doesn't exist on a certain continent, they're going to most likely find that diet pepper, right? Diet Dr. Pepper, excuse me. They are the ones telling the fireside chats you experience with Betty and Veronica on this particular cruise.
Yes, we have a Betty and Veronica for those of you.
Yes, real names. We can't make that stuff up. They are great with the kids. So you aren't seeing them in action, this particular sailing with kids, but they're wonderful with the kids. They're the ones taking them. There's a children's wing at Schönbrunn Palace in Vienna. And so they peel the kids away from the adults, and they have a party in this children's wing. They have dress up in period costumes. They learn, you know, what a day in the life of an emperor or empress was back in the day with their costumes. They learn dining etiquette. At Milk Abbey, they're going to learn how to live like an 18th century monk, if you can believe it.
It sounds like a great deal of fun. Mm-hmm. We've been singing the praises of Adventures by Disney guides and trying to explain to people exactly how valuable they are.
Yeah.
They're telling me that I am out of time. Could you?
Oh, dear.
I have one question to ask you. We have some diehard ABD fans out there who have been doing this for quite a while and have run the gamut of the continents. They're going to want me to ask you, are there new destinations in the pipeline?
Well, they definitely are. Unfortunately, I can't tell you where the new destinations will.
She told me when you went with me.
trail.
But rest assured, we are always, always, one of my main responsibilities is trying to think about, and I work very closely with marketing, I want you to know. They do a lot of our demand work, and we work very much as a team, but we're always looking ahead. We want to remain innovative. We're always keeping track of the trends. If there's an opportunity of a new product that so far is not in the family market, we're looking at things to ways of making new products or transitioning new products into family, similarly like we did with river cruising. So we want to expand our width and our depth and hopefully be everywhere in the on the entire planet.
Listen, I could do this for the rest of the day. I'm getting signals offhand that my time is
up. Was that a half hour? There's no way.
Surprisingly not.
Oh, okay.
I really appreciate you being here, and I appreciate
Likewise.
You taking some time to do this with us.
Likewise. It was a pleasure. It really was. And thank you for all your support and everything you do for Adventures by Disney. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Once again, excellent interview, Kevin.
The hardest part of interviewing Heather was cutting the time short. We only have a limited amount of time, and I could have talked to Heather for hours. She's fascinating. She said something that surprised me about this trip. Most other river cruise companies, while they appeal to adults, they tend to travel during the day. And other than when you're in port, they sail during the day because they said their clientele likes to look at the scenery as they go by. Because this trip is designed for families, there's not a lot of activities on board for families or children. It's the ship just isn't designed for that.
Especially in the evenings.
Right. So what they do is they're in port longer. You're in a port every day. That's where you get your activities. And then the ship sails at night so that you wake up the next morning in a new port. And I thought that was an amazing difference.
Amazing.
I'm just so surprised that someone thought of that. It just gives more on land time and more time to see the sights. So thank you, Heather. That was really
cool.
Easy. If you ever get a chance to talk to Heather, ask her questions. She's got 1,000 stories.
They do a few things in the evening. There's a lounge on board, and if you want to go and have a cocktail, that's great. They played a movie a couple of nights while we were on the cruise. Mm-hmm. They did something else which was really neat. They called them fireside chats, and they were basically a way for you to get to know the guides, because on a regular Adventures by Disney trip, 40 or so guests travel together from place to place, and when you're on a bus or on a transportation with a guide, you have that opportunity to get to know the guide better. The guide will tell stories about where they're from and, you know, interesting bits and pieces about themselves and their lives. So to bring that to the river cruise, they're doing these at night, and they're giving the guides an opportunity to talk to everybody who wants to hear about themselves and about their background and the things that they've experienced.
Now, the other thing that's different about the AMA Waterways ships, at least the ones Adventures by Disney is using, is they have a pool. Now, it was 35 degrees in Europe and rainy, and it actually snowed. So we didn't get a chance to see the pool or use the pool, but that is something that sets them apart. They have a pool on the upper deck that I imagine would be thrilling for kids.
I agree. So again, it's a cruise that's designed for kids. It's a itinerary that's designed for people of all ages, not just the kids, but it's something to keep everybody entertained and everybody.
I don't want to give the impression that this cruise is designed for children. You would be very happy as an adult visiting these places. I just think what the difference is, they've made it accessible to families and all generations of the family.
I agree. Before we go, again, I'll let you know that we'll be recording other shows that talk more about the ship itself, about the dining on the ship, the ports of call, our specific experience. But we wanted to do this one to let you know that these are great cruises, excellent experiences, especially the Christmas Market cruise, which we love very much. We've done two already, and we have one planned for next year as well, a different river, a different experience. But
tell them about the sale.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So at the moment, Adventures by Disney is running a sale on their river cruises. $250 per person off specific sailings. Mm-hmm. There's a whole list of them on all of their sailings, Danube, Rhine, and Seine. And what I think is really, really cool is there's actually a sailing next December, December 15th, 2019, that's part of the sale, and that's going to be a Christmas markets cruise. This is kind of unheard of. They've added this sailing, and the fact that there's money off of it is great.
If you're looking to get into the Christmas spirit, visiting the Christmas markets, it's kind of impossible to not come away waiting for Christmas.
Right. We are very, very excited for Christmas. Mm-hmm. One more thing I want to mention, the $250 off per person from Adventures by Disney is combinable with the Dreams Unlimited travel discount that we give on all of our adventures, up to $1,300 off per adventure. And that's based on the total price of your trip, including airfare and anything else.
Any add-ons.
So this is a great way to save money. I'm telling you right now, if you are interested in a Christmas markets cruise, look into that December 15th, 2019 sailing. Great opportunity, some really good pricing out there.
But you only have until December 10th.
The sale
ends. And then the sale is over.
Right. That's the $250 off per person from Adventures by Disney ends December 10th. The one from Dreams Unlimited Travel is ongoing. If you're interested in a river cruise or any other Adventures by Disney vacation, contact your Dreams Unlimited Travel agent. They'd be more than happy to help you. If you don't have a Dreams Unlimited Travel agent, contact Kevin. Kevin@dreamsunlimitedtravel.com, and he'll be happy to give you info, give you pricing, let you know what's going on. But again, interested in a river cruise for next year, check out the discounts. Interested in that Christmas markets cruise, act fast.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We hope you have a great week. We hope you have a great vacation. And we hope you have a very happy holiday.
Bye.
Bye.